Outside the Houses of Parliament here in London, a semi-permanent demonstration has been going on for months. It's made up of both Leave and Remain supporters. Right now, MPs are preparing to vote yet again on a series of motions to try to break the Brexit deadlock. With each passing day, though, the frustration over the lack of clarity grows both here and in the rest of the country, on both sides of the fence.
It's been pretty chaotic, and the reason for that is because we've got a whole bunch of people that just do not accept the result of the referendum.
I think it's a disgrace. 70% of our MPs are Remain MPs, so they actually don't represent the people.
If you were to describe in a few words what's happening inside the building behind us, what's happened so far in the Brexit process?
I'm trying to think of something that's polite. It's been, from the start of this process, it's been utter chaos.
It's been a complete mess. I mean, if we revoked Article 50, then we are back to where we were. That would allow us to then build what we need to do with the country. Anything else, huge uncertainty, huge uncertainty.
Brexit's a con! Brexit is rubbish and it wants it gone!
So, both sides seem to agree that things have not gone well so far, and few seem satisfied with the uncertainty Brexit has brought and look set to continue to deliver.
What is settled status in the UK? What will happen to social security and pension contributions after Brexit?
That uncertainty perhaps feels even more threatening to the more than 3 million EU citizens living in the UK, as well as those from Norway, Iceland, Liechtenstein and Switzerland, who also enjoy freedom of movement as members of EFTA, the European Free Trade Agreement. Now, a fresh report from a cross-party parliamentary group warns that they might be left in a legal limbo after Brexit, despite reassurances from the Home Office, the British Interior Ministry.
I married a Brit in 1975 and have lived here and worked and paid taxes all this time.
Brigitte Watson, originally from Germany, has come to an information evening for EU citizens organised by the European Commission in the UK. What do you think about the fact that you now are going to have to go through a process to actually apply for the right to continue to live here?
I think it is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, there are older people, older even than me, etc., who are not that PC literate, who haven't got an Android phone, don't even know what it is. So I can see enormous problems there.
The Home Office has created an online application process for EU citizens so that they can secure so-called settled status, a legal requirement both in a deal and a no-deal scenario. This will allow them to stay, work or retire in the UK. The government says the process will be fast, simple and free. An original €78 charge was ditched following an outcry. Olivier Dieudonné from France is still not convinced.
I've been here working in London for 10 years. Caroline is a British citizen. We got married recently, so we definitely want to have all the options open to stay.
Do you feel it's a relatively straightforward process, like the Home Office and the government says it is, or are there still uncertainties in your mind?
Yes, definitely. Everything can be changed by any moment.
The Home Office builds a system where the majority of people get through it, and they'll be able to decide the majority of applications fairly quickly.
Immigration lawyer Christopher De Sira is one of those addressing the meeting tonight. He believes people with jobs and a place to live should have few problems producing a paper trail that the Home Office can then accept as proof that they're entitled to settled status. But that's not all EU citizens, he says.
I worry more for the more vulnerable people that may not be able to engage with this process because they have dependency issues or because they're homeless or they don't have mental capacity or they're in a care home with no other family or friends around that know that they exist, or children abandoned by parents and they don't have a passport or national ID card. That's when we start really worrying about the people who might struggle to get through the process without legal assistance. And the problem is, while there's many lawyers in the UK, there's not much access to free advice anymore because legal aid has been cut by the government.
At this stage, I should offer a disclosure. I too, as a Norwegian and EFTA citizen, will have to apply for settled status. While I don't expect many problems beyond finding the time to fill in the forms, the challenges faced by others are being taken seriously by both lawyers, like Christopher De Sira, and indeed by members of the British Parliament. There are still uncertainties linked to EU citizens' future access to the welfare system here, for instance. Full clarity around the state of people's rights in post-Brexit Britain won't be reached until a Brexit divorce settlement has been passed in Parliament. Indeed, we might not even know for sure until the final relationship between the EU and the UK has been settled in another couple of years from now. Lars Bevanger, DW, London. We are Europe. We are Europe. We are Europe. We are Europe.